Good morning, my name is Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pawlet, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is Surface Perfection. Okay, I'm sure any of you that have ever worked in the classic wet darkroom are familiar with the concept of having to spot a print. We've all had prints that come out, you know, and they're all dry, and you see little dust spots on it, so you've got to retouch it. I've retouched thousands upon thousands of traditional darkroom prints. I actually used to do it as a service. And, you know, it's tedious, but it's a wonderful way to save, you know, a print and still have something that's acceptable. And that's a key word right there. I think that our perception as photographers and as an industry and as to what our clients will accept has changed with regards to surface perfection since we've moved from a primarily silver analog-based print to digital prints. Think about it. If you look back at the history of photography, you can pull out some of the most famous photographs ever made. Ansel Adams, Mapplethorpe, I mean, I don't care who you pull out, and you're going to see retouching on the surface of those prints. In some cases good, in some cases bad. But now ask yourself this question. If you presented that to a client nowadays with that level of retouching on the surface, where with a little bit of look you can see the retouching marks, would the client accept it? And the answer is no. What we used to accept as perfectly fine, good, and dandy is no longer accepted. Now the surface of the print needs to be perfect. But there's a problem here. No paper is perfect. You know, it doesn't matter who's making the paper, it doesn't matter who the manufacturer is. Every paper is prone, to one degree or another, to surface imperfections. And the problem for us photographers is that our ability to fix those surface imperfections is not what it used to be. Now, granted, Photoshop gives us all sorts of amazing tools to work on an image prior to printing the image. But once the image is printed, there are very few things that we can do to actually retouch and save that surface of the print. You can pull out your Kodak, you know, retouching dies or your spotting dies by whoever you have, and you'll have a marginal degree of success. Even if you're better than everybody else at retouching the surface of a digital print, the problem is it's near impossible to hide that retouching. And people have become so hyper aware of the surface quality of their prints, the chances are it won't be acceptable. This sort of started because a week or two ago, I had done a rather large print for a client. It was a 30 by 40 inch print on a paper whose manufacturer's name I will not mention here. But the paper had a fleck, you know, a piece of material, of course, in the most important part of the image came off. This does happen from time to time, or hairs that get embedded in surfaces. You know, so there was a problem on the surface, and I took a look at it, and I tried to retouch it. And I'm, a very, very good retoucher. I used to offer this as a service. You know, I can retouch transparencies, all sorts of stuff. But I was really unable to retouch that surface to where I felt that now, in this sort of, you know, digital printing age, that it would be acceptable to my client. So I ended up having to reprint the entire 30 by 40 inch print, of course, at my cost, and the second print was just fine. But I just think this is sort of an interesting sort of conversation to start as to how our expectations of perfect print surface quality has been heightened, has changed from what it was in the analog days, and yet our ability to fix and correct the surface has also changed. We no longer have the tools available to us, you know, quite the way we used to. They don't work quite the same way. And additionally, our clients' expectations have changed as well. These are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.